You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parsha Shalach. Just to give a brief introduction to the psukim we're going to focus on in the Parsha. The Parsha begins, V'dabar Hashem al Moshe le'ma shlach l'cho anoshim. Send anoshim. And the phrase anoshim connotates chashuvim. V'yusuvu etz eretz kenan. And they should spy out the land. Ashanin noisen livnei Yisrael. Ish echad lamata. One person from every shevet. Tishlachu kol nasi behem. Next pasuk says that Moshe sent them from Midbar Poron. Rashi says, al pi Hashem bereshusoi shelo ikef al yadei Moshe wanted, Rabbeinu wanted to do it, he didn't stop him. Kulam anoshim, so Rashi says, kol anoshim shebemikra loshen chshivus, v'oysa shok sherim hoyu. So this is one of the great enigmas of the Torah. How could it be that every one of the meraglim were choshevet people and they should have such a terrible durchfall, such a terrible setback? This is the obvious question in the parsha. And this was goyrim that shishim ribui, 600,000 should die in the midbar and not be able to see Eretz Yisrael. If they were ksherim, so it makes sense Moshe Rabbeinu would send them, but how did they change so profoundly and so quickly? And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them instructions. Pasuk Yud Ches, Re'isem es oretz ma'hi, see the nature of the land and the people that dwell in it. Hechozek hi rofei ma'at im hu im rov, u'ma ha'oretz asher hu yoshev bo, the nature of the land, ha'toivo im ro, is it a good land or is it a bad land? And this is another astounding thing in this week's parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them a pischon peh, he's giving them an opportunity to say the land is bad. It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu had some inkling in advance that all could not be well with this mission. So why should Moshe Rabbeinu say, see if the land is good or bad? We see that Yeshua and Kalev, in response to the bad things that the other Meraglim said, they said, Toivo oretz ma'oid ma'oid. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, see if the land is good or bad? It seems that he's introducing an element of doubt into their minds even before they go. These are very strong kashas, and many, many of the Mefarshei HaTorah try very hard to answer these. So I want to share a Chidush Yarim. HaToivah hi imra, Pirish says the Chidush Yarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Yoideya ani shehaoretz toivah hi. Moshe Rabbeinu told them in advance, I know that this land I'm sending to you is a good land, but my request of you is, Roitza ani mekem shafilu imtiru es haoretz veloy seitiv be'einechem. Even if you look at the land, and it does not, at first blush, like we say, does not look good to them. Al timharu lehoshiv shirohi. He warned them, don't come back and say that their impression is that the land is evil. Ela tishtadlu lehisamek ulehistakel boyhetiv. They should look very carefully, go to the bottom of it. Do not be in a hurry to say something bad about the land. And if you do work hard at trying to see good, v'oz tiru shetoivahi, you will see that it is truly good, even if it looks evil in your eyes. Afilu imrohi beinecha. And there's an expression in Yiddish, when you meet somebody and they don't find favor in your eyes, there's an expression in Yiddish, nishvalfun kan imchein. Chein is charm, something you like. Don't throw an imchein. Don't throw an anti-chein, so to speak. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu warned them before they went. In other words, the Chidush Yarim is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw that there could be problems here. And in the next piece of Chidush Yarim, he stresses it even more. And I'm not going to go through the whole piece in depth because we have limited time. His chazaktem v'lakachtem epri ha'aretz, bring the fruits of the land. That's a very enigmatic phrase, but Moshe Rabbeinu tells them clearly, strengthen yourselves and take these fruits where you humongous fruit. I remember as a kid, I used to look at the label of Carmel wine and you see there was a drawing of two people carrying a single cluster of grapes, which were gargantuan. But you should strengthen yourself and bring the Priya arts. And the Likut HaRim gives a fundamental yisoid, not only understanding the Parsha, but understanding human nature, and even understanding the chet of Adam v'Chava. Let's see. So he says that this bringing of fruit was similar to Havoas Bikurim, which were the first fruits that come out of the land, which was a mitzvah in the Torah after they came to Eretz Yisrael. They were supposed to bring the fruits, and it's supposed to bring them praise the great beauty, fruitfulness of the land. That's the mekoyer of this mitzvah. V'hoya talui b'ra'ois einayim. This mitzvah of Bikurim is very similar to this mitzvah of Meraglim bringing the fruits. V'sakin the chet of Adam and Chava. The pasuk says on the fruits of the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz Hachayim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It was desirable the way they look. They were very appealing. And it was desirable to eat. And he says a very fascinating thing, the Chiddush Yevam. Mavada hi ikar ha-shinui taiva le'inayim v'chemda la'haskel. It should say that it was appealing to the eyes, but it was desirous for the sechel. And there was an iroi toiv and irvuv of toiv v'ra. And that was, very briefly, the chet of the Eitz Hadas, the Mekubalim say, that there was a mixture of good and bad. That's what happened. That was the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Ba'al zeh hariyeh v'tikach pilyo v'tapachno, the Adam and Chava enabled that the taiva should be part of their cheshbon why they ate it. The taiva was not supposed to be part of their cheshbon. They created an irvuv toivara, a mixture of good and evil. And like I heard one of the Rebbe say once, that this irvuv and toivara kind of destroyed the world, because it's very hard for someone to get a pure toiv and identify a pure toiv and a pure ra. And the Meraglim were given the job to be misaken the fruit with their sight. This touches to the inyan of hezekria that we talk about in the Gemara and in the Halacha. It's possible that you can look at something and create a hezek that you can't see. And this was the nesoyin of Adam and Chava, and this was supposed to be the job of the Meraglim. And not that it should become a taruvos toivah. And if the thing looks bad to you, which the Meraglim did give a bad report, but if you look at it in a proper way, that's called ayin toivah ba'aretz, the toiv ayin yevoira. That the bracha comes from someone who can see with clear sight what is really good. So this was a very deep mission that the Meraglim were entrusted with, that even if they saw negative, they should want to work on themselves, that they should see the positive. And with this, they would have been masak in the chet of Adam v'Chava. But they didn't do this, except for Kalev and Yeshua. And in here, there lies a tremendous lesson of life. Because we meet people, and very often at first blush, like I said before, mevaftan imchein, you're throwing a negative perception on these people, or on this thing. And their job was to be ma'ayin, to ponder what is it exactly they don't like, and see if they would be able to realign their thoughts that this land and these Paris and these people that live in the land, there are great milas there. But the Meraglim didn't do that, and that's why they came out such a big korban. And anybody who's married knows that it's very easy to get into an altercation with one spouse because you see them doing something that's not nosachein by you. And it builds where you start seeing other things that you don't like. But if we train ourselves, either for our friends or for our spouses, to focus on their goodness, then this is a very big avoida by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this is the toiv ayin yevoirach, lirois malois chaveireinu v'loi chesoinim. This is the famous quote from the Rebbe Man. And this is where the Meraglim fell through so abysmally. So, dear friends, I just want to end with, I think, with a story which is very appropriate. It's the last story in Zevin's Sipurei Tzadikim on Echa, which is the end of Mayadim. And it tells the story of someone came from Poland to settle in Yerushalayim, and some things about that he experienced when he came to Yerushalayim from Poland didn't rub him the right way, so to speak. And he decided he wants to go back to Poland. But before he left, he went to Rav Simcha Bunim Mevorka to say goodbye, which is the custom by Chassidim. So when he went to Rav Simcha Bunim gave a very deep sigh. And said, I'm very sorry to hear what you're telling me, that Yerushalayim does not find favor in your eyes. Because if it does not find favor in your eyes, it means that you don't find chen in Yerushalayim's eyes. And this connects to the famous phrase, kemayim ponim el ponim. When you look at somebody a certain way, that person looks at you in the same way. And if you're looking at Yerushalayim in a negative way, that means Yerushalayim does not think highly of you either. So this person was a little bit shook up that the Rebbe told us then. And he reconsidered the fact that he disliked Yerushalayim for whatever reason it was. And he decided, he changed his mind, that he's going to stay in Yerushalayim for the rest of his life, which he did. So this seems to be the avoda of this week's parsha, that when we see something or a person that looks negative in our eyes, we have to stop and think, how can we change this perception? Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to see ma'alos chavereinu v'lo chesroinu, to see the beautiful positive things in Eretz Yisrael, in our fellow Jew, in our spouses, in our friends. And if we work at doing it, we can overcome this perhaps negative attribute that we may have, that we're looking a little bit too critical on things and people. Maybe we should learn to see their ma'alos. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help. If we want to do the right thing, we want to work on our midas tovus, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will help that we will see the right thing. And like my grandfather always used to say, when people came back from Eretz Yisrael, did you see the beauty of Yerushalayim? While you were there, did you see the beauty? We have to all learn how to do that. And the schus of the fact that we want to, who will enable us to do so. And this touches to the core of the avodah of the 3 weeks, which is a hachana for Elul, that Eretz Yisrael was destroyed because of sinas achim, and we have to be mechazik our ahavas achim, and the ahavas, and it will bring yifuas and yeshuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.